Welcome to Victorious Life, and I'm excited about the Word of God this morning. And this morning I have an interesting illustration to give to you. But the scripture that I want to use is John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly, or have it to the full. And you've got to understand that God has a plan for your life, but so does the devil. That God's plan for your life is that you might have life and have it abundantly. But the devil's plan for your life is to steal, kill, and destroy. He might give you something in the process, and it may seem really good at that moment. It might be very attractive at that moment, but his goal is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to take everything that God has given you. He wants to kill you, and he wants to destroy you. Now, however he can do that, he's going to try it. I heard I read an interesting illustration about a company in La Plata, Argentina. It's a food packing company, and they have a slaughterhouse, and they had a struggle in trying to get all the sheep, because they have many, many sheep that they slaughter every day. And how could they get all these sheep to come into the slaughterhouse, you know? And so what they did is they trained one very clever, black, good-looking sheep. And this sheep what he would do is he would go, and when there was a new herd that had been brought in, he would go into the herd, intermingle, and he had a way of like just taking control, grabbing attention, taking control. And all the sheep would immediately trust him. And so this once he had their gotten their trust, he would just turn around and he would walk straight into the slaughterhouse, and the whole herd would just follow him right into the slaughterhouse. When he got into the slaughterhouse, this black sheep called Judas, they actually called him Judas, the sheep. They would open up a little gate, and he would go on through, and on the other side of the gate, he was given some good stuff to eat. He was given treats for what he had just done. And all the other sheep went in, and they went straight to the slaughterhouse. Every one of them, their heads were cut off in the slaughterhouse. And you can imagine, if sheep could talk, they would say, "Man, Judas has deceived us. He really got us in here." And it was their last day, you know. But this Judas, the sheep, would do this. The ram, he would do this all day. He would go in and just keep, and all these herds of sheep would just respond to him, and they would follow him, and they would follow right into the slaughterhouse. And you know, we need to be careful who we follow, because there are so many people that are out to deceive us, and there's so many things out there that the enemy wants to use to get us off track. And the thing about it is, in our day and age, we need to be so careful how we deal with the truth and with whom we trust. You know, the Bible, so many people don't know the Word of God anymore in our day and age. So many people are so superficial in their knowledge of the Word of God. I'm sometimes, you know, I'm not an expert at I'm not a theologian. I'm an evangelist, but I love the Word of God, and I read the Word of God. I have read the Bible through many times. But you know, many times when I hear a devotion from somebody, or somebody trying to teach in an area, many times I'm so surprised at the shallowness of Christianity in our day, where people try to make a point, try to teach principles from the Word of God, but it conflicts with the Word of God. It's not even true. That's not, you know, they take scriptures and they're not even in the, you know, they're even not even the right scriptures, and they prove points that are just totally wrong. And the thing is that in our time, we need to be people who know the Word of God. And that's the way we can be safe and not follow the Judas, the ram. You know, there are people that are very, very crafty. They're very gifted. They can convince. They are orators. They can throw out things and people will just naturally follow them. But they are just like Judas the ram. They're leading you to the slaughterhouse. The Bible talks about the wide and the narrow way. And he says, make every effort to enter into the narrow gate, because when that gate is closed, it will be closed forever. And the thing is that what the shocking scripture at that point is that many will stand at that gate and will say, Jesus, we knew you. We had fellowship with you. And Jesus will say, go away from me. I don't know you. Because they were living by what other people were saying and not by the Word of God. So I want to challenge you with all of my heart. Be a person of the Word. Know the Word of God. Let it dwell in you richly. That's the only way where you can catch things that are not biblical, where you say, no, this is not right. Where you can catch things you can catch them before they take you to a slaughterhouse, because the enemy has that plan to steal, kill, and destroy. He's been doing this for 6,000 years. Imagine. He has a lot of experience. He knows what works and he knows what doesn't work. And that's why in our time, we need to be vigilant. We need to be aware. The Bible says, be awake and be vigilant, because the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we need to be people who know the Word of God and who are awake to what's going on. And you can do that by having a vibrant prayer life, an active relationship with Christ and with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will bring a check in your spirit and say, there's something wrong with this, and will save you from going down the way to the slaughterhouse. The Lord loves you, and you are created to make a difference. Let your life shine before men, and let it be a shining light for God. God bless you. Amen.